So there may be a new user age ban coming into play for social networking sites. Why is the age of social media users being looked at by the European Parliament now? Who would the ban affect, and what would the new European data protection rules require? I put that last question to Director of Media Watch, Vivian Patterson. We'll be hearing from Dr. Bex Lewis from Manchester Metropolitan University in just a few minutes. But first, here's what Vivian said.
These new rules are being looked at in Europe because they want to close this loophole that allows them, they want to block the transfer of European citizens' data to the US under safe harbour rules. And this goes right back to things that happened with Edward Snowden a year or so ago. So what they want to do is make it illegal for companies to use the data of under 16s. And that would effectively raise the digital age of consent from 13, which it currently is, to 16.
What sites would this effective ban cover?
It would affect anything that's going to take your data. What the media have picked up on are social networks, but actually it would be anything. It would be to do with shopping and things like that as well. Anything that's going to use data of yours. Of course, I think we know that in the real world, it's very difficult not to connect on a digital level these days because so many things are pointing us in that direction. But it would have the effect of services including things like Facebook, Snapchat, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, all those things that we know are used by much younger teenagers. They would need to gain explicit parental consent from their guardians or parents in order to use these services.
Explicit consent would be required from parents, as you've just said.
Yes.
What does that look like in practice?
At the moment, when your data is being checked because you're signing up for something, they can check whether you're over 18 against things like credit card records or against the electoral roll. There's very easy ways to see if you're over 18. It's not quite that simple with 16 because we're just not set up for that. So it would really be up to those service providers to prove that that's what they were doing and that they were getting their data responsibly with parental consent. It might be an email to your parents. I don't know. It might be something else. At the moment, we don't know because they're looking at what the law will be rather than what the solutions will be.
OK, and speaking of the law, what is the most likely outcome of the European Parliament's vote on Tuesday?
It will be very interesting. As I say, this has been inserted into this bill, which was really to deal with data that we're now terribly concerned about in privacy as a result of Edward Snowden's revelations. And I think it's great that actually the European Parliament are looking at online data and personal information. It's something that we all need to be much more concerned about. Previous to this, we've gone to the digital age of consent being 13, and that figure comes from a US law, Online Privacy Protection Act, and we've sort of adopted that here. So this would be our own European directive, which would be 16 rather than 13. I think my worry about this is we already know that there are children much younger than 13 using social networks. They're not supposed to do it, but we know they will. And actually, if you've got to get parental consent every time you use one of these, I think it's not going to be very good for the most vulnerable children who can't or won't, for various reasons, be able to get that consent. And it then lays them open to all sorts of things.
There's been mention of perhaps providing everybody, old and young, with a kind of virtual ID card that we could have made offline. Do you think that would be a good solution?
That's another possibility. I don't know which way that's going to go. It might work in this scenario, but actually I think we should be having a wider conversation on what happens to our data, because when you use social networks or lots of other sites, actually, your data doesn't just disappear into the ether. It's on a server somewhere, and it doesn't disappear. If you've used Snapchat, that picture or whatever it is that you used that you thought was going to disappear, it doesn't. It's on a server somewhere. And we all need to be a lot more savvy about that and what we put out there and where we put it. So that idea of a digital ID card, it's one possible solution. How this will play out, I don't think we really know yet.
And there hasn't been a lot of public consultation on these rules, have there?
No, there hasn't. It's been inserted into this bill, and it really was a last-minute amendment to those data protection regulations. So we don't know whether it's going to pass. Only time will tell. Next Tuesday, we'll find out.
This isn't the first time the age of users has been changed on social sites, is it?
No, it isn't. When Facebook was originally launched, back in the midst of time, and anyone who's seen the film The Social Network will know about this, the age of consent was 17 because it really was confined mostly to academic institutions. When it went much wider, it went down to 13. And as I say, the reason that that figure has been used, really, and replicated across the whole system is because of this American Act that happen to have the age of 13, and we've sort of adopted it here. So no, it hasn't always been that. But then again, we do know that much, much younger children are using Facebook. If Facebook were letter to it, they'll take their profiles down, but we know that younger children are using it. I don't think that it's a good idea, really, in its current form, because actually social media these days, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not evil. It's no more evil than a telephone or a credit card. It's a tool to do something else. And actually, it's an important way in which teenagers communicate with each other. And if you take that away, it would be like taking away a telephone or something like that. I applaud and laud any measures that are looking at how to protect our data, but I don't know that this is the right solution.
Vivian explained the reasons as to why the European Parliament are looking at the age of social media users and the factors and players involved in the issue. I spoke to Dr. Bex Lewis, Senior Lecturer in Digital Marketing at Manchester Metropolitan University, to explore how effective such an age restriction would be. I began by asking her if an effective ban would really prevent teenagers under the legal age from accessing social media sites. Here's what she said.
Legally, they would not be supposed to go on the site. So at the moment, all the sites online are supposed to be limited by a 13-year-old age limit based on US law and psychological reports about what they think teenagers and children can cope with. In reality, I suspect there's 9, 10, 11-year-olds already online. So all we're going to do is push children's use of the internet underground.
One of the things that they're mentioning is introducing parental permission. Wouldn't most parents just permit access because their teen or child is already using social media?
Yeah, I think that's possible, but I guess whether we're looking at all kinds of families, so there's some people who are afraid of the internet and therefore wouldn't want their children to go on it. There's some who don't understand it and will either say, yes, you do whatever you want without any kind of guidance. And I guess this is what we've got already in a lot of respects. So I would always want to encourage parents to talk to their children about going online, keep the communications lines open, try and understand what they're going on. But we all know that once children get to kind of teenage age, they're trying to stand on their own 2 feet. I think 16's too late, really. You know, that's the same age as we're talking about allowing people to vote. And is that going to be the first age that we say they can legally go online? I think it's better to learn from a younger age. Keep parents involved, make sure that they've talked about what can possibly happen online, ensure they're available for their children to come to if they come across something difficult online. But really, I think we should be supporting good use of it rather than shutting it down.
You seem to be touching on that earlier. Can you expand to why these rules won't necessarily improve child safety?
I think it really is going to push it underground. And the first I heard of this on Wednesday when it came out, and they're debating it in next week. And you'd have thought those of us who keep an eye on this kind of thing would have been involved, heard about this, about such a significant change in law. But I really think that it's not good. I think we've got to be better at helping children use it well. So almost as, you know, as I said before, we need to show them that we understand the platforms that they're using, be open to them telling us what they're doing with this, and really making sure that the conversation is open. But I think, you know, you've got, if you look at things like children who live in the country, they're going to find it quite hard. Most of their coordination is done on sites like Facebook and WhatsApp and all of these sites, not just Facebook. So you're going to lose kind of the ability to talk to each other. I think one of my concerns is also, what do we do about children who are already vulnerable and in a difficult space? They're going to fall further behind, because if they haven't got parents who will give them the support, then they're probably not going to be allowed online. And again, they'll then end up going to the more dark side of the internet, which tells them how to do it and not leave a trail and that kind of thing. I think it's much better to have all of this kind of stuff happening open and above board. And a lot of parents seem to think that actually 11 years old is plenty old enough to go on Facebook.
So really it boils down to a safeguarding issue.
Yeah, I think so. And quite often, I mean, age is a little bit arbitrary anyway, I think, because, you know, you can be a mature 16-year-old or you can be an immature 16-year-old, and doing one rule for all, which I suppose is where you're saying, oh, if the parents give consent, that's okay. But particularly, I think, for parents who don't understand online or are scared of it, they're not going to be particularly keen to support what their child is doing. You know, we can't really afford to be in a world where we don't have children who understand how to use digital, there's so many good things that they can do on it.
Whether this issue of the age of social media users is discussed from a child safeguarding or technological point of view, it does not seem to present a working solution of how an effective ban could be.